Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Ted Harvey is with us. The Committee to Stop Joe. StopJoe.com. And man, oh man, oh man. I don't know. We need to stop Joe. And pretty soon we may need to start talking about stopping Kamala, because Joe's off the rails. But we'll talk about that with Ted coming up, bottom of hour number two. Eric Stouffer is with us. The Future of Health, Why Age 100 Might Soon Become the New 60. Very interesting conversation with Eric Stouffer. He is the president and CEO of BioAccelerator, an international pioneer and innovator in the areas of stem cell therapy. And we'll talk with him about that. We'll talk about the ethical things that are involved in it and how they've overcome those, and get some background on some of the incredible things. And this is, a lot of this is related to things that they're doing to help our severely injured soldiers that are coming back from the war. And so this is how I've gotten involved, and I'm interested to hear what Eric and his organization and his company are doing. Randy Poland joins us, bottom of hour number two. We'll talk with Randy about the Arizona election audit. Results are supposed to be out, and we'll get an interpretation from Randy on what those results actually do tell us coming up bottom of this hour. Joining me now, though, is my good friend, Americans for Limited Government president and CEO, Mr. Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. How are you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
I had a good weekend, and I am down to 400 pounds.
And so to put that in perspective, tell people what that, you know, where you were before, and that way, you know,
I've lost almost 60 pounds, folks.
Congratulations.
And if you are attached to my social media, and I hope that you will be, if you're not, all you need to do is go to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and click on one of the icons and join us. And we're excited also to be broadcasting live on Clout Hub this morning, our second or third broadcast over there, but great to be with the Clout Hub family. And I would encourage you, if you're looking for a place to go for, you know, for a social media platform that is not going to restrict you in any way, Clout Hub is seriously, I think they've got one of the best things going on. And they are a combination of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of it kind of all rolled into one. And you can do all those things, including these live streams that I'm doing right now at Clout Hub. And I'm not getting paid for this. It's not a paid advertisement. Anyway, just encourage you, though, to get some freedom from that. I put up a video, actually, Rick, over the weekend of me walking. And yeah, so we're slowly getting there. The right knee's pretty sore this morning, but we're getting there. We're definitely getting there, and I'm very, very excited about what that means for the future.
That is fantastic. And one of the amazing things here is that when you're in a chair, it's you can't just do the stuff that people tell you to lose weight in terms of, no. You know, walk around the block a few times and get your cardio going and the like. It's a totally different experience. And God's really blessing you with some doctors who have their head in the game and blessing you by having it work. Yeah. So that's great news, and it's hope for others, not only people who are. People are trying to live a life when they're confined to a chair. The fact that you're now able to get out of that chair and walk is beyond anything anybody could have ever expected a couple of years ago. It truly is a miracle.
No doubt. And if you're not familiar with my testimony and what God did after I sacrifice to save my daughter's life in the car accident, I encourage you to check that out at the website as well. Go to the blog section. You're going to need to go back to about page 3 now, but go back there and look at God prepares you for His glory, and it gives you a little bit of a perspective on the journey and also an actual visual testimony of what happened. It's not too gory, honestly. A couple of pictures in there that might, but necessary to understand the severity of the situation. Well, let's get into, you were on Sean Hannity talking about liberty and the Declaration of Independence. I have to tell you, Rick, I kind of called Sean out for throwing his weight behind Governor Abbott, who is, once again, the good thing for us is that right now is election season, so he's actually having to do the things that we want him to do, or at least some of them. Now, whether or not he follows through with any of the things that he keeps talking about is a whole other story, and that's been the issue since he's been the governor.
Well, you know, that's true with a lot of politicians. It's why you have a lot of members of the Senate, U.S. Senate, who the first 4 years of their term are kind of invisible, and in suddenly they become very active, and you start seeing them everywhere, and they sound pretty darn good in the last 2 years of their term. Mm-hmm. Because they have to, and then you know they're just going to disappear back into the walls once they're reelected. So it's this is a time when I really think that people are smarter now, though. And people don't listen as much as they used to national celebrities in terms of having real knowledge. I'll give you an example, and I'm not taking a side in this race, but there was the congressional race replacing the guy who died. His wife was running, and this is in mm-hmm. Texas.
Yeah.
His wife was running against another guy who was a state legislator, had a record. And Donald Trump endorsed the wife of the incumbent. But the people sat there and said, that guy hasn't really done much on immigration. He hasn't done much on things we care about. Mm-hmm. And, so where he's endorsing his wife, let's take a whole new look at this. And his opponent went down to the border and talked about what needed to be done. And people said, if I'm going to have This isn't a legacy seat. This is, who do I want to have represent me now? And the answer is the guy who understands that the border is a problem. Mm-hmm. And that was a, and so, you know, and people, doesn't mean people don't like Donald Trump or that his endorsement doesn't matter. It's just, particularly in primaries, people have an ability to take a look at what really get in depth and figure out who they actually want to be representing them. And it gets, and it isn't necessarily what the national leaders tell them.
Well, and I think the same thing, at least I'm hoping the same thing is going to happen relative to the race for governor here in Texas, because there are two very qualified candidates that are running against Governor Abbott in Don Huffines and Alan West. I'm kind of favorable to Alan, but both of those individuals, I think, are very strong candidates that will get in and do the things. Greg Abbott has ignored the grassroots for 7 years. I'm telling you, folks, we've been sending letters to him, over 350 grassroots organizations representing probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5 to 2 million people here in the state of Texas. And we have written him and written him and written him and called him, and his response was, let's put together an anti-gun committee. That was his response after El Paso and what have you. Let's blame it on guns. And he selected 8 highly anti-gun people to sit on that committee and make anti-gun legislation recommendations. The only reason constitutional carry is there at all is because of millions of Texans calling and saying to their representatives and to the governor, if you don't do this, we're going to fire all of you. You'll not get another dime. It's the only reason it happened. And his idea of building a fence at the border, folks, you ever seen a cyclone fence, Rick?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's his idea of completing the fence at the border. I'm not kidding you. It's a cyclone fence. And the strategy is, well, if they cut through it, then we'll arrest them. With what? With who? Whose life are you going to put at risk? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there are snipers sitting on the hills down on the Mexican side of the border that are providing cover to their coyotes that are bringing people through? Understand that we're at war. Understand that those agents that would attempt to make those arrests risk the possibility. Talk to Victor Avila. I've sat across from Victor Avila and had the conversation about he and his partner who were ambushed. He was left for dead and his partner was murdered. And the governor wants to put DPS and Texas law enforcement individuals in the line of fire of a high-powered sniper. That's his idea of rebuilding the wall. That's the truth.
You know, the irony into all this, and it's really pretty sad, but I think it's true. In a lot of the areas that where we have open country, I'm not talking Juarez across from El Paso or things like that. I'm talking about where it's open country. It's, we came up with a solution on how to deal with that. And we came up, but we came up with it between Turkey and Kurdistan. And that is, put a demilitarized zone. Just sit there and say, okay, well, you're not in this, you're going within this 10 miles and, you know, you're, you know, basically eradicated. And if you put that same kind of circumstance at the border, a 3-5, 3-mile kind of buffer, suddenly those snipers in the hills are inside the DMZ. And in fact, at that point, they become legitimate targets.
Yeah.
And we have to start thinking creatively and proactively about what to do about the border. And if we fail to, well, this is what we have right now is what we get.
Well, the same thing that exists, right, with between North Korea and South Korea. There's a DMZ,
true.
And you don't mess with it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back more with Rick Manning coming up. What is liberty, and where does it originate? We'll talk about that in our final segment coming up here with Rick Manning on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America.
Sure. Okay.
Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card.
I think
AMAC was built by regular folks that feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great.
We're
fighting a good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope
of
federal
government. You've already quit. It's like the
we believe in the sanctity of our Constitution.
20 minutes of the show,
and you're
already over.
So if you're over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
See ya.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today,
855-696-7930.
855-696-7930.
Hey, you're calling early.
Use the code Pastor Greg.
Eric, and I can't take the call. I'm on air.
Free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night?
Hello?
Still tired?
Stop. Oh,
it
I'm
doesn't
so sorry.
Have to be that way. That's why Mike Lynn
started.
I understand. You're live on the radio. I can't take your call right now, hon. I'm on air.
Mike decided
we got to call. Call in 10 minutes.
He's a cotton. For the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. Well, I don't know exactly which parts of our conversation that you overheard, but at any rate, let me just say that liberty has an origin in America, and I've talked a bit about that here on the program, Rick. And to me, that you know the whole idea of liberty has to begin with understanding who gave it to us, and that's God. And I really think that's what's missing in the conservative world, because we have been locked. We've been John locked to believe that there's some God, there's some nature's God, and that's somebody the Druids worship, versus the biblical God that actually gave us our life and our liberty and our and everything we need for the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a, and one of the things that so you were talking about the Hannity show that I was on, and specifically the guest host wanted me to talk about why America is unique, why America is great, and kind of the DNA of the country. And the and what people fail to remember and aren't being taught is that America was an experiment. America was something unique in the entirety of the world. We had the kings that kind of existed, the normal kind of feudal kings, and the kings had the assumed power of God in their hands. And what America did, what the founding fathers did, they said, no, that's wrong. That's wrong. In fact, and they turned it all on its head. They said, no, government doesn't have the power. It's the people who have the power. It's and they do, and they invoked in the Declaration of Independence, just read the second chapter. It's pretty much second paragraph. It's really powerful. And most people know this, but I'm gonna just repeat it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Truths capitalized. Okay, truths. Self-evident. Everybody can see it. So like Paul and dealing with whether you can see God in Romans 1:19, that all men are created equal. Created equal. Now, obviously, that men is now all people are created equal. But all, that was an extraordinary concept at the time. It was revolutionary. All men are created equal. That they are endowed by their creator. Creator, once again, endowed, given, and instilled with, and it's kind of imbued with certain inalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, here's the part people stop at, and this is where why we have to, it's particularly relevant right now, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Now, it's so governments are there in our DNA to secure those rights, not to grant them, to secure them. That's the genius of our founders. That's the DNA of America.
Can I also add something too, just real quick, sure, regarding the men and women thing? Sure. Our founders had a biblical understanding that when you were talking about that, a man and a woman joined together become one. So when they used the phrase men, they were referring to that unified couple. Because in those days and in biblical times, men and women, generally speaking, got married. And so when they referred to it, even the vote, when the vote was the vote, it was the husband and the wife deciding together and working together as a couple to support. Important to understand. Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being here with us. We have a great segment for you. I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. He is the former chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona. He is also a president of ILX Inc., which is a publicly traded management company headquartered in Phoenix, in the area of resorts and there's great resorts, by the way. If you've never been to Phoenix and checked out some of the great properties there, man, I really encourage you to do that. And great golfing, incredible golfing there in Phoenix. A little warm certain times, but some fantastic golfing as well. He's also the founder and president of Wage Watch Inc. And if you are a business out there and you're looking for a firm that is surveying the top 1,000 companies, you can subscribe to their business and keep track of wages in your industry. Very important to stay on top of those kinds of things. You want to be competitive and hire the best employees. So I want to welcome Randy Pullen to the program. How was that for a couple of infomercials, Randy?
Well, thank you. That was a fabulous introduction. Obviously, you did some research.
Just a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Randy, it's such a pleasure to have you back. And I appreciate you coming on to talk to us about what's happening in the Arizona election audit. Gosh, you know, if you say that, right, election audit, it's like I hear beep. There went one feed. Beep. Oh, there went another feed. We've been canceled. Right?
Yeah, you're off of Facebook now.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
Not to mention Twitter.
Yeah. Well, Twitter banned me for life in December. I don't know. Something about Eric, what's his name? Stalwell, something. The Swalwell, yeah. Stalwell. Yeah. I refer to him as the Chinese spy whore, but they didn't like that. Yeah. So I'm off. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with all of the Twitter sites with regard to election audits around the country. They all got taken down by Twitter.
Yeah. Well, and if you're not for the injections, if you're actually telling people the truth about what's going on with, when you actually read all the way down about the test results, as I've had doctors on my program that have, you know, looked at and read all of their documentation, the stuff that they're putting in people's the same stuff they use to kill lab animals. That's a fact. It's in their literature. But if you talk about that, you know, Dr. Judy Mikovits was on with me quite a bit. Yeah. I got to get her back on. But the YouTube banned me for life as well as a result of putting Dr. Judy on. So we're going to talk about
Pastor,
the things
I had an experience.
About.
Go ahead. My wife, she had COVID. She recovered. Took about 4 days and she got over it. And then so she had to go in and get the vaccination. So she got the first Pfizer vaccination. And she reacted. It was just as bad as the COVID she had before. Mm. Took her like 3 or 4 days to recover from that. Mm. And checked with the medical, and they said, "Do not get the second shot."
Wow,
it would be worse than the first shot.
Wow. Well, I had it in December, and I have up on my site, what I was prescribed. I didn't just get COVID. I got COVID with, it turned into double pneumonia, and I was coughing up blood. I had it for over 3 weeks, and I used quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, vitamin C between 6 and 10,000 milligrams, vitamin D3, 10,000 milligrams IU, and 100 milligrams of zinc. And then essential minerals that I get from Michael's Health, and you can use the code Pastor Greg for a discount there. And then in addition to that, a multivitamin as well. And Michael's has a great one for men and one for women that I would encourage you to pick up. But at any rate, that and azithromycin, dexamethasone, albuterol, and Symbicort, And that's what got me through. And I stayed home, did not go to the hospital. As a matter of fact, my doctor even told me about a month or
Yeah,
he said, look, if you'd gone to the hospital, it would have killed you. They would have killed you.
That's where people die.
Yeah. So let's talk about things that are dying, like you know, the integrity of elections. Where are we at with regards to this audit, and what can you tell us about you know, what we might expect?
Right. Well, first of all, just so you know, as of Friday, the actual physical location for the audit where it was going on ended, and everything was shipped back to the county. So the ballots were sent back. It had been totally reviewed, as well as the tabulators were sent back. Now, the tabulator is a little bit different thing. The tabulators is where the ballots initially go in. That's where their image, and that ultimately is where all the data goes, and then it flows into the big servers where the election results are, which is called the CVR, and that's the main servers that are there. So that all went back. Unfortunately, we had subpoenaed again Dominion to get the passwords and the tokens for those 385 tabulators. And again, they refused to do that. So it's going to be several months probably in court before that gets resolved. And so we sent the tabulators back along with the ballots with a letter basically telling the county to secure them because they were still under legal investigation. And so that's how that was left. So at this point, what we're doing, Pastor Greg, is really dealing with all the data that's been collected, analyzing the data. And the report writing actually started a little over a week ago now. So things are coming together. The plan is to have it finished probably in 2 or 3 weeks at the most. Now, there is something that could cause that to change, which is we also subpoenaed the county for additional things that we requested, like the envelopes, so you could look at the signatures to see if they really matched up to their registration signatures. Also, we asked for access to the routers so we could see the logs to see if there was access to the servers during the election cycle by anybody for that matter, but probably would be Dominion because they're the only one that have passwords. And so we're looking for those things, and there's other logs that we're also looking for. So that's all been subpoenaed again, and we'll find out today what the county is going to do, whether they're going to comply with the subpoena or they're going to refuse. And then, again, that would have to go to court.
Now, what does that do relative to potentially inhibiting, you know, what can you learn from what's been done versus what you'll learn from looking at the Dominion machines themselves?
Yeah,
and what kind of are you hearing? Have they? Because I had understood from the current chair lady Kelly Ward. Yes, from Kelly Ward, that there were some discrepancies between relative to the stacks of ballots, the numbers written on top versus the actual numbers that were found in the stacks.
They're called batches. So Essentially, batches are about 200 ballots. And the reason they're in groups of 200 is because when you're going through a tabulator or any kind of machine that counts ballots, 200 is about the right most efficient number to put through in terms of accuracy and speed in putting them through. And so that's what they do there. And there were plenty of discrepancies where there weren't 200, there was 199, or there was 165, or there was 100 in the batch when it's supposed to be 200 in the batch. Also, you'd look in one box and it would say this batch is this box. You wouldn't find it in that box. You'd be looking through another box that had batches, and you would find that batch that was missing from the other batch. Well, we called those orphan batches when we found them. Okay, because they were lost. Okay.
Okay.
And so there was lots and lots of that stuff there. Again, you know, it just kind of shows you I would call it sloppiness at best, that they don't really care about accuracy in terms of how they load things in there. But again, that just shows you the way that their operation is with regard to storing the ballots. But the thing to remember, Pastor Greg, is once that ballot runs through that tabulator, the ballots don't matter anymore. It's now all become electronic at that point.
Okay.
So that's what you're really looking at, is electronics. And that is where we are having trouble getting the stuff we need from them. Okay. You need the access to the routers to see if during the election there was actual access to the machines. So that would cause concerns as to why they were being accessed. You need access to the software. They're not giving us the software in the tabulators. If you want to get to the configuration of that tabulator, you have to have a special access to it. And the only people that have that are Dominion's people. The county doesn't have it. So that tells you right there, the county did not have control over their own machines. Dominion had control over those machines. Or otherwise, they could have provided us the passwords. Okay, so it's things like that they won't give us. They were supposed to give us the images of the envelopes. And what's important about that is when they make an image of an envelope, they just basically take an image of the signature. And so you know, and you know also who that came from, obviously. And so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to compare that signature to their voter registration signature and make sure that they match up. Well, we know from lots of sources that they weren't even doing that. Literally, they weren't checking anything. They were just allowing the envelopes to go through and be processed. They pull the ballots out. And once you pull the ballot out of the envelope, you can never connect the ballot to the envelope again. But you can look at the envelopes. And what we know is that there are envelopes that went through the system that didn't even have a signature. And those are the kinds of things we're trying to get that they don't want to give us, because they know that that's where we're going to probably see issues.
Well, how can they, are there not parameters by which they're supposed to address these things? For example, if something doesn't have a signature, my understanding is that it's supposed to be set aside because it's not verified, and some verification needs to happen, or that particular vote can't be counted. Am I
right
in understanding that?
You're right, but here's the again, it's the process. Now, when they mail the ballots in early and they get one that doesn't have a signature on it, you know, they know by looking at the envelope who it is. But they contact that person and tell them they don't have a signature on the ballot, and that can be remedied. But when they receive them the day before the election, which, again, that's not something that was allowed in the past. It was a certain day it had to be delivered by.
Okay.
There were so many of them that were coming in,
right,
that they didn't have the people or the time to check them all. And so the one thing you learn about elections very quickly is what's most important to them is at 7 p.m. on election night, they can stand up and say, everything's done, and here you go, here are the numbers. So accuracy gets replaced by speed. And it shouldn't be. I mean, it should still be accuracy, but it becomes speed of getting everything through the system so that they can say at 7 o'clock, here are the results. And that's the problem, is that that's what they're dealing with.
So essentially what we're talking about is in some cases, the issue is not necessarily that the individuals doing the counting or the inputting were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, but somebody that was sending these documents to them. Now, we've also heard stories, though, of individuals that were doing inputting that asked questions because they were concerned about what was going on, and they were excused, told,
correct, that's
go
what
home.
Happened. They were told to leave. Observers,
yeah,
that were seeing these types of things happening, and I know some of them, they were told to leave. Or they were told to go, or they were told to go back behind the line, which was so far back you couldn't see what they were doing.
And that was not, folks, not just watchers, but actual election workers. There were election workers who,
yes,
were saying,
correct,
"Wait a minute, something this doesn't follow the guidelines. They would take it to their boss, and their boss would excuse them. Or if their boss didn't, their boss's boss would excuse them and just send them away. They didn't necessarily fill that slot with somebody else. They just sent the person who was asking the questions away. Goodbye. Go home. We're done with you.
All right. Yeah, that's part of the problem. That's one of the things that needs to be resolved.
All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio here. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, with Randy Pullen right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
He's giving a stronghold to know.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Randy Pullen is my guest. A couple of something else to add. Mr. Pullen was an audit partner for Deloitte & Touche. And has done forensic election audits. So he has a historical knowledge of what is necessary. What we have learned so far, real quickly, what we've learned so far is that there were ballots that were presented that were unsigned. There was no verification that the ballot came from the individual whose name was on the ballot. When those that were inputting would call into question these kinds of errors and discrepancies, the supervisors would remove them. They would be sent home. If a poll watcher questioned those kinds of ballots that were not following the rules and following the law that was supposed to be in place, again, they would be sent to a place so that they could no longer see well enough to observe what was taking place. Those are problems. Those are issues. But the biggest issue, Randy, that you were explaining to me in the green room is what's not been given. Talk to us briefly about that because we're almost out of time.
Yes. Well, first of all, I, as an audit partner, I did financials. I didn't do elections.
Okay.
But auditing is the same process. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, because we weren't given the information, the passwords and the tokens you need to get into the tabulators, we weren't given the router information. It means that we can't really see on the electronic side of this where the election really takes place what happened. Okay, and that's the problem. So it's going to be very difficult without that information to ever reach the final conclusion as to whether this was a fair election.
And folks, that becomes the issue, and that becomes the problem here. And you're going to have two arguments. I want you to prepare you. You're going to hear two things. You're going to hear what Randy and I have shared, what Randy has shared with us about these discrepancy issues that existed. And you're going to hear on the other side, well, yeah, okay, so things were a little sloppy, but you didn't find anything. Everything's fine. Move on. You have to decide. We have to decide. We need an election we can trust. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry. You can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better that a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key, then, is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Welcome to our audience all across the country. Welcome to those of you that are watching us on TECNTV.com. Be sure and check it out, TECNTV.com. You can watch us live there every day. Join in. There's interactive things that are going on there, and a lot of great programming happening over there as well, TECNTV.com. The Exceptional Conservative Network. I like to call it the Exceptional Christian Network because, everybody over there is a believer. So good stuff, TECNTV.com. Also on Clout Hub. Great to be with our friends there on Clout Hub as well, clouthub.com. All right, my guest that is joining us, and very excited to have him on the program with us. He is the CEO and the president of Bio Accelerator, and they are a leading stem cell therapy and research company. Now, I want to get this in right off the top, folks. Eric and I were talking. His name is Eric Stofers. And Eric, first of all, welcome to the program. Great to have you.
It's fantastic to be here. Thanks.
You bet. So we did this, and maybe you've heard of this as well. If you've had kids and they said to you, hey, would you be willing to donate the umbilical cord for medical study, for medical research? And maybe you said, oh, you guys, yeah, you can use that. Okay, sure. We did that. My wife and I did with our, I believe it was our last child that we did that with. And lo and behold, that's where they get the stem cells from: healthy mothers, healthy children, and a healthy umbilical cord. And they take the umbilical cord
and they're able to draw out the stem cells. And those of you who've listened for any length of time know that it was actually bovine stem cell intervention that helped to save my life back in 2004. Eric, talk to me about what you guys have begun to figure out about stem cells and some of the applications, I guess.
Yeah, perfect. So I mean, stem cells in general, they are the master cell in your body that are able to replicate pretty much indefinitely. And what we have found the ability to do is harness the power of those stem cells. And really, we multiply them and make them to a much higher quantity. But the stem cells, inherently, what they do is they improve your immunity. They help promote healing within your body. They attack inflammation, which is essentially the death of everything in your body. Mm-hmm. And then they amplify your body's ability to fight disease. Now, we've taken that a thousand times further into what we call our golden cells. And that just gets into a much more pure and safe and potent cell to fight disease, many types of diseases as well.
Now, from when I went through this, my understanding is that your stem cell, essentially the one that's there, for example, in my case, you know, I had illness. I had issues with my adrenal and my pituitary gland. And so when a new stem cell comes up, and how often are new stem cells produced in the human body?
Yeah, that's a good question. And this is one of the things that makes our treatments so much more potent, because as you age, your stem cells, they don't necessarily diminish on their own. There is cell death. But to your point, the cells, when you're a youngster, they divide every 24 hours. And okay. Then as you age, as you get into your 40s, they start diminishing to every 48 hours. Okay. And then into your 60s, it's every 72 hours. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but if you take a day-old, potent, pure stem cell that is dividing every 24 hours, if you just had one of those within 30 days, that would be 1 billion cells, B, right. With B as in boy. Mm-hmm. Now, if that slows down to just doubling every 48 hours, now you take that same one stem cell and double it every 48 hours. Now you're only getting 30,000 or so stem cells after 30 days. So that's a big difference in how they have the ability to fight disease and promote healing.
Now, something else about that I understood, again, from the stem cell intervention that I had, is that the stem cells basically have a shape or a certain look or what have you, predicated on the condition of the body. And so when a new stem cell is created, it looks at the stem cell that it was created from and it says, oh, I'm supposed to look like that. Versus now when you insert this new stem cell in, that changes the whole picture of the new stem cell that's created, and it sees a healthy stem cell and says, oh, hey, I'm supposed to look like that. And it looks like the stem cell that it sees. Am I on the right track?
Yeah, you're absolutely on the right track. I think you and I are talking generalities, and I'm not a scientist and I'm not a doctor. I'm the founder and CEO. I'm on the business side.
Sure.
But you are on the right track, and I laugh alongside you because my scientists call them happy cells, and they do that for me because, you know, some of the scientific terms may go over my head. They may not, but either way, they say that when you're looking at them in the microscope, and they're interacting with other cells around them, you can tell which cells are interacting in a more efficient way, and they call them happy cells. But to your point, and really I think what it should be driven home here is that the stem cell is the brilliant cell in your body. Mm-hmm. It not only recognizes the other cells, but it recognizes what your body needs in that specific area. So it might not just be changing to a cell, but it might be signaling the rest of your cells or growth factors or cytokines or exosomes or whatever it is that you need that your body specifically needs, and it will signal all of the rest of your body's cells to start producing that protein or enzyme or whatever, and help repair your body. So the stem cell is absolutely brilliant. You're right.
And it's so important then to be able to introduce these healthy stem cells into your system. I can only imagine, you know, the incredible potential. Now, you guys have been working also with injured veterans that have come over with some pretty severe injuries. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I would love to. And yes, what you're saying is true. We really do focus on working with veterans as much as possible. Veterans, from my standpoint, and I think everybody would agree, they've just sacrificed so much for our great country and many, every country around the world.
Amen.
And their families as well. So, our company, BioAccelerator, is honored to be in a position to give back to these folks. What we focus on typically is the veterans that are suffering from traumatic brain injury.
Okay.
And potentially CTE. A lot of them have PTSD because of some of their traumatic brain injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also treat many, many other injuries, and this is how we typically get in contact with them first, because these vets are suffering from major orthopedic injuries. It's not just lost limbs, but it's just being beat up in general.
I know. I know that one. Sorry. I know that one. Go ahead.
No, that's it. It's just, they come to us because they have orthopedic injuries, but we end up really pushing our proprietary protocol to treat for traumatic brain injury. And we do that pro bono in most cases, as much as we can for the veterans.
What a blessing.
So, yeah, it's a focus.
Now, talk to us about but you also treat individuals. How are, for example, the insurance companies, are there insurance companies that are warming up to understanding the significance and the necessity and the incredible benefits that are associated with this?
I would say that's a perfect way to say it, in the sense that, yes, there are some insurance companies that are warming up to the idea.
Okay.
Some have policies that you can pay for alternative therapies. Now, of course, that's a premium type policy. So unfortunately, it's not out of the reach of many, many, many Americans. But but yes, there are some insurance companies that are warming up to it. The problem here is that there's still many of these treatments that are not regulated by the FDA. It's not that they're illegal and it's not that they're legal. It's just the FDA is taking quite some time to really define some of their language in and around cell therapies.
Yeah.
So insurance companies in most cases will not cover cell therapies because they are not yet regulated by the FDA.
Well, and that brings up a whole nother topic, and I don't know if we want to get so much into that, but I know that the FDA has its own agenda driven by a number of other individuals that may not be friendly to the idea of somebody coming in and actually having something that's going to really work and create healthy bodies.
Yeah, like you said, that's a whole can of worms that we could probably spend all day on. But, the American medical system is set up for sick care, and we have a therapy that for many indications gets to the systemic root. It doesn't just treat the symptoms. Mm-hmm. We're finding the root problem. Mm-hmm. And so, surgery and drugs are miracles, but in our estimation, for at least the indications that we treat, they should be the last resort, not the first prescription.
Amen. Amen. Talk to me. We're going to get into a break here. Talk to me about where my listeners can perhaps get engaged or involved in helping to change the minds. Is it simply an FDA issue? Is it perhaps, is there some legislation out there that could impact this in a positive way and make a difference to make this more available to more people? Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, there has been some legislation that has been favorable. There's the 21st Century Cures Act and some others that seem to be headed in the right direction that help us fast track some of these therapies through the FDA. And I would even turn this debate back to your audience in the sense that we know that the FDA can fast track clinical trials. We've just seen it with COVID-19.
Yeah.
And so we know it can happen. So my question is, why is it not happening when there is no debate in the stem cell community whether or not this treatment is both safe and very effective?
All right.
So I would tell your audience to go to their doctors.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We got another little segment coming up. We'll be back right after this to talk about that. And again, what can we do? I'll talk with you more about it coming up on the other side with Eric Stofers right after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance. So you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You can find, by the way, a great article by Eric at entrepreneur.com. It's called The Future of Health, Why Age 100 Will Soon Become the New 60. Rapid innovation in stem cell therapy and advanced diagnostic testing are ushering in a new era of better health, longer lives, and enhanced immunity. Talk to me about some of these breakthroughs in this final little segment that we're in, and some of the things that people might, you know, expect as we look towards the future.
Yeah, perfect. So, you know, we started touching on it before the commercial break, and part of what we really, as an organization, focus on is not just the stem cell therapy. Now, that is some of the most advanced science available. So certainly that is, let's say, the star of the show. But we also look at healthcare in general. And so as we're touching on the American medical system and how it's, you know, more sick care than it is really healthcare, what our company does, what I would propose, is a shift, and hopefully it's a paradigm shift in the way that we approach healthcare, into something that is much more proactive and preventative, and then also personalized. But for your listeners, what I would say, as you mentioned, I would like to, my moonshot goal is to make 100 the new 60 years old. I would like people to live longer, healthier lifestyles, feel better in their advanced years. But that starts at a young age. So we have to start young, and it's not with just stem cells. It's with nutrition. It's with getting to the systemic root of problems. It's with alternative therapy. It's with natural therapy, as I know you're a big believer in as well. So all of those things combined, and then adding the most potent, pure stem cells, our golden cells, on top of all of that, I believe is going to make people have, you know, a better health optimization, better immunity, and then that will lead to longevity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and again, I am a huge proponent, you know, in what you're doing and in natural therapy. And I still use it to this day, as far as the supplements are concerned, because my adrenal gland and my pituitary gland are still challenged. And that was one of the things that they observed when I was, done lying in a state of life support for 6 weeks in ICU. But it, you know, I firmly believe in it, Eric, and I really believe that, you know, we would be so much further ahead, because what you're using are the things that God gave us, and the concepts and the ideas are really all generated by using technologies that God's given us, that are available to us to help people live fuller and better lives.
That's exactly right. All we're doing is taking what God has given us, and we are helping to expand on only that. We're not, you know, we're not manipulating it. We're just expanding on the inventory of what's available. So we're instead of letting our inventory of stem cells be depleted over years, we're keeping it where it is and was when we were teenagers. And so we hope to be feeling like teenagers well into our advanced years.
Bioaccelerator.com is the website. Bio, just like it says, B-I-O, Accelerator, leave the E out, go X-C-E-L-L-E-R-A-T-O-R. That's Bio. XCELLERATOR.com, bioaccelerator.com. Check it out. And if you're interested, they have an opportunity to schedule a consultation with you. I hope you'll check it out today. Eric Stofers, thanks for being here with us. I appreciate it, sir, and I look forward to your next visit.
Agreed. Thank you so much for having me on, Pastor Craig. It's been a pleasure.
Back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you again for keeping tuned. If you tuned in at the very end of our last segment, by the way, and you were hearing us talk about stem cells, and you were saying, oh my goodness, what are they doing over there at Chosen Generation Radio? Those stem cells are taken from a healthy umbilical cord that is donated by a healthy mother and a healthy baby who go on to live and have healthy lives. We did that. We donated the umbilical cord of our fifth child, because before that they weren't, you know, they weren't doing that so much years ago, but now they are. And they said, would you like to donate the umbilical cord for medical study? And we said, sure. And so they did. And glad that we did. And now I've met a gentleman. BioAccelerator is the name of the company, re-envisioning healthcare for humanity. And I had bovine stem cell intervention back in 2004, almost 20 years ago, that helped to save my life. So I can tell you, it works. All right, my next guest is someone that I always love to have come on the program because we talk about something that I think is very, very important right now, and that is how do we stop Joe? Good grief. I want to welcome to the program the president and CEO of the Committee to Defeat the President, StopJoe.com, former senator of the great state of Colorado, Ted Harvey. Ted, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me on. Good morning. I hope you had a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. Had a great weekend. Down to 400. Now, folks, I know you're thinking, oh, my gosh. Look, I was in a catastrophic car accident. Broke nearly every bone in my body. You can go to my website, go to the blog section. It's on the third page right now. But God uses these things for his glory. How God prepares us for his glory is the name of the sermon. I encourage you to check it out. It has my testimony in there. And you can watch my testimony as I give it and see all that was that happened to me when I dove to save my daughter's life in a horrific car accident 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, 4 years ago, I was just now being transferred. No, I take that back. It was 6 weeks. So I was still, it was still life or death right now as to whether or not I would live or die 4 years ago, Todd. Ted, Todd, Jim, Bob. Sorry. That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
And look at how the Lord has gone before you and set your steps and where you are today, 4 years later. Your testimony is amazing, and it's a miracle that you are where you are today.
Amen. Amen. Well, and to that point, you know, God wants to do a miracle, I believe, for America and get America back on track. And there's a formula, if you will, for how that should happen if we would just put God back where he belongs in our country and, you know, take and recognize that America was founded on a Christian biblical worldview. It's so important.
A nation will seek the Lord's face and bow down and pray to him, he will hear their prayers and heal their land.
And turn from wickedness too, by the way. I just got to get that thrown in there because unfortunately the Republican Party, you know, when you're embracing a transsexual who's pretending to be a woman, and you're going to support that. I hate to tell you, but you're not following God's plan.
And sacrifice millions of babies at the altar of convenience.
Amen. Absolutely. That blood, the stain of that. I mean, these are things that we've got to make a stand about. And no, they're not social issues, because the issue of a healthy family, as God has instructed a family to be, husband, wife, children, those are the healthy economic engines. Those are the healthy health engines. Those are the healthy policy engines. Fiscal, financial, security, in every step, in every way, those are the building blocks upon which a strong nation is built, and it used to be what America was built upon.
That's right. That's right. And I'm in my car driving back from Missouri. I just dropped my son off to his most recent assignment with this company in Missouri, and so now I'm driving back to Colorado. So I don't have scripture at my fingertips, but the verse just before that verse is talking about how the land had been overcome with pestilence, and the Lord was saying, if you will seek my face, I will heal the land. And we are at a point right now in our nation where it has been overcome with pestilence, and we are looking to the God of government right now to deal with this. Government is saying we need to wear masks. Government is saying we need to lock down. And I think what's far more important is that we seek the face of God and get on our knees and start praying for our country and praying for our kids' future, rather than looking to the God of government to solve everything.
Well, we're also looking to the God of some medical doctor, as opposed to, again, looking to God himself. Right before that, it says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked and do according to all that I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom as I covenanted with David your father, saying, you shall not fail to have a man as a ruler in Israel. I understand people say, oh, well, that's about, you know, Israel. God has ordained, in my belief, two nations in the history of mankind: the nation of Israel and the nation of America. The nation of Israel has been ordained and is a Jewish nation. I believe that there's a time coming when they will receive and believe upon Jesus Christ as Messiah. But America was founded by individuals who came here for religious liberty so that they could pursue the advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when foreigners came to this country to try to figure out how an upstart country defeated the greatest military in the world, how an upstart country was competing with nations that had existed for thousands of years, they discovered that at the heart and soul of this country were preachers who preached the truth of the gospel and the establishment of a nation based on what the Bible has to say about community, about the law, about how you interact with your neighbor, and about how you work. These were biblical principles.
And I would go another step further and say that those same pastors were preaching from the pulpit that Christians have a moral obligation be involved in the civil society in which they live in. And way too often in the pulpits of America over the last 100 years, our pastors have been preaching that politics and the civil society in which we live in is, we should leave that up to secular society. Christians' responsibility is to save souls, and we'll leave politics to others. And that is why our country is falling off the cliff today, is because the church has abdicated their responsibility to the secular world. And nature abhors a vacuum, but Satan loves it. And since the church has left the field of battle in politics and the civil society in which we live in, Satan has filled that vacuum and has resulted in abortion upon demand. They're lighting up the Empire State Building, which you could say that you can have abortion after the child is born. All of the horrendous things that's going on in our society, and it's time for the pastors and it's time for the people in the pews to get out of the pews and to get involved in fighting this fight to save our country. More now than ever. You look back at the founding of this country where the pastors were wearing their black robes and preaching that the time for preaching is over with, the time for fighting is now, as he throws off his black robe and underneath has on his revolutionary uniform, and he picks up the musket that's leaning up next to his pulpit and leads his congregation out to fight in the Revolutionary War. We need to have that same kind of fighting spirit today in America, from the church, from the pulpit, and get Christians out fighting for this country, because we are at a point where we're about to lose everything if the church doesn't rise up.
Well, and that means speaking out against sexual and gender perversion. You know, in the olden days, in those days, pastors would call out the editors for their fake news of the day.
That's right.
They would literally go to their door, knock on their door, and point to the story and say, remove this, or it's going to be my sermon on Sunday. And everyone in the community came to the church. Communities were built around churches. And there is a call. Galatians chapter 6 says, brethren, if any man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. But then it says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. But that doesn't mean that we are supposed to be a welfare state, because listen to what it says next. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. The
pretty direct, isn't it?
The idea of you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. The idea of if you don't put your hands to the plow and doing it, yes, how do you do it? With excellence. Everything is unto the Lord. That's what we do. But there's a definitive independence and individuality that is talked about here. And then how does that individuality work with the community? When you see someone that's hurting, see someone that's fallen, you go and you render aid and you assist. But what do you help them to do? Get back on their feet so that they can grab the plow and work for themselves.
And the church has left that up to the God of government. And there's a great book that came out in the early 90s called The Tragedy of American Compassion. And I would implore your audience to pick that up and read that again. And the reason why we have the problems in our society today is because the church is not providing those services. And when you provide it to government, government isn't able to provide the spiritual
aspect,
grounding in providing those kind of services as the church is, and they're prohibited from providing those spiritual aspects to it, and then people become reliant upon government, and they aren't reliant upon themselves, they aren't reliant upon God, and there is no spiritual aspect to those services, and then they become, you know, wards of the state, essentially.
Yep.
And that is the failure of the social welfare system.
Well, and that folks is the challenge, because it's the church's responsibility to step in. True religion, feeding the widows, feeding the poor, feeding the...
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi. This is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Very quickly, tomorrow on the program, we open with Major Scott Using, USMC retired, the best-selling author of Echo in Ramadi. Riding his Harley motorcycle across the country 3,000 miles again for Save the Brave, raise awareness regarding veteran suicide. And we'll have Major Scott Using on the program tomorrow. Matt Long is with us tomorrow as well. And Money B and Matt Bellis, Director of Communications for Liberty HealthShare. All that for you tomorrow on the program. Don't miss a minute of it. You can always get more of the program at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Also, mark your calendars for the end of this week. We'll have Masara Kim, who's a reporter, live from Nigeria, on the ground in Nigeria, with an update about what's happening there. On Thursday, the 5th, Alveda King will be with us, and that'll be during our final half hour of the program. So during this segment, actually, Alveda King will be with us, and that'll be on Thursday. And on Wednesday, former advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney, David Wormser, is with us with an update of what's going on in the Middle East. So big stuff for you all week long here on Chosen Generation Radio. Don't miss a minute of it. You can always get, again, the podcast that we put up after the program at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you get signed up for our email, you'll get updates. All right, Ted Harvey is our guest. So Isaiah 117, and I'm going to go back up to 116. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. I mean, how much more clear can he be? And then, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Ted, it doesn't get any more direct than that, huh?
That is the mandate of the church, and not the mandate of government. That is the mandate of the church. And if the church will actually heed those verses and actually fulfill those verses, we would not be in the situation that we are today, where the church has abdicated that to government, and society has crumbled ever since we started the war against poverty and giving that over to the God of government. And we need to take that back. We need to take back our responsibility, and the church needs to rise up and fulfill their role in society. And unfortunately, there's not enough men in the pulpit that are preaching that today.
No, and unfortunately, then, the fruit of what we're sowing is this. These six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Folks, that's what we're seeing. The race wars, that's what that's all about. The policies that are encouraging violence in our streets, that's what this is about. You know, innocent blood, you've got abortion. I mean, every single one of these, you can just tick them off. And we as believers, our victorious power is in the name of Jesus Christ. I encourage you at the end of the day,
when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him, and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you, and have a great rest of your day.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.